I'm joined in by James Oit, Second Secretary, Political and Human Rights, British Embassy, Juba. Good morning and thank you so much for making our time to come and speak to us.
Good morning, thank you for having me.
Right, so what are some of the reports that you have received from Unity State?
So our concern is that we've been hearing for the last couple of weeks that there's been a series of clashes in Unity around the Mir Mir cantonment site, but also around the villages of Lir and Mayendit. And what appears to be happening is that there is violence being perpetrated, not just between soldiers in the area, between what we believe to be SSPDF and SPLM-IO forces, but that some of the violence is being deliberately targeted towards civilians.
Mm.
I think that there is there are also reports that there has been some extremely inflammatory language being used by local leaders that may well exacerbate the violence. So what we understand to be happening is that villages are being attacked, homes are being destroyed, and that there have been at least, and I think this is a low estimate, there have been at least 9 confirmed reports of rape being perpetrated against civilians. But I think there is a risk that those numbers may be underreported, because that's only the women who were able to get to a health clinic in order to report it.
What are the numbers on your table?
So I wouldn't sort of want to speculate about how many incidents there have been, but my fear is that it could be larger than just 9.
Okay. Yeah. And you mentioned inflammatory language. Would you like to let us know on what kind of words that the leaders there are choosing to use?
So the language that I have certainly heard reported, and again, this is, you know, we haven't been able to fully confirm its source, but there has been language along the lines of cleansing. And, you know, when you look through history, when people start using language like that, that can be extremely dangerous and can lead to all sorts of egregious human rights abuses, particularly directed against particular communities and particularly directed against civilians.
Right. So as Troika, what is your reaction towards this?
So we are saying essentially 3 things. I mean, first of all, let me take it back one step. You know, first of all, we are extremely concerned in general about what seems like a rising tide of conflict and instability in the country as a whole. We are particularly concerned about the violence in Unity, not just because of what seems like a spate of extremely serious human rights violations, but also because it appears that the sides that are fighting are both parties to the peace agreement, and we have a concern that you know will have a knock-on effect more broadly. And we're saying 3 things. The first thing is that we're asking local leaders and national leaders to intervene immediately to halt the violence. And we're asking the parties to the conflict, the troops on the ground, to sit down and resolve their issues and to find a way to sort of achieve some sort of peaceful resolution. And then thirdly, we're calling on the government to investigate the allegations of human rights abuses, and that once those investigations are complete, that those found responsible are held accountable.
Okay. And do you think these 3 things, once done, will actually put a stop to this?
So... That's a question that I think is very hard to answer. It seems to me, you know, that there is a general move towards more violence, and I think, as we've seen, everywhere, violence begets more violence. This incident is not an isolated incident. My hope is that by taking these actions, at the very least, the violence in Unity in these areas can be stopped. Clearly, there is a bigger thing going on here, which is that conflict is becoming even more prevalent across the country. And I think what needs to happen is that there needs to be a genuine effort made to make progress on implementation of the peace agreement.
Mm.
We know that it is... it is the only way to sort of tackle these issues on a large scale.
Okay. And if this is not done, is there something more that the Troika can do? Maybe something more, an action you can take if this is not done, if these calls are not responded to?
So we've asked CTSAM, and I believe CTSAM are already in the process of investigating the matter. There is a possibility, if it does become apparent that this is a SSPDF and SPLM-IO direct conflict, that could be a violation of the peace agreement. It's not necessarily for the Troika to wade in and sort of make it, but it is for the government and for the regional guarantors and IGAD to think through the implications of what's happening. And, and what we... what we're really kind of supportive of are the efforts that are being made by President Museveni to bring the President and the Vice Presidents together in Entebbe in order to try and make progress on the peace agreement as a whole. So what the Troika can do, what the Troika is doing, is supporting those discussions, is encouraging the government to make progress. But also, I mean, don't forget the fact that we are also, along with our other... donor partners, you know, trying to address the, you know, the problems that are caused by this violence with humanitarian support in the region.
All right. Yeah, of course, I'm tempted to ask if you've tried reaching out to the government.
So this is something that we speak to the government about regularly. And we're very fortunate that we're able to meet with ministers and with the members of the presidency relatively regularly. And this is something that we raise. You know, not just this incident, but violence in general. I mean, if, when you think about the last month or so, there are so many incidents, all of which I think are, you know, on the list of things that we have raised with the government. And actually, today we will be the UK will be leading the Troika statement at the CTSAM board, which is an opportunity to have this discussion with the government in a formal sense. We'll be raising our concerns about what's going on in Unity. We'll also be raising our concerns about the ambush that happened on a WFP convoy in Jonglei, and the sort of, as I mentioned, this rising tide of violence across the country.
Okay, and yeah, as you're going to still speak to them still, what message would you have for the leaders, but also the people on the ground who are the ones fighting?
So I think the, you know, the primary message is, let's recommit to the peace agreement. It seems, to me at least, that there is drift. You know, implementation isn't happening, and people are starting to move away from the sort of principles of the peace agreement. That it seems like there is jockeying at various levels for tactical advantage rather than making the progress on unification so that we can have one single you know, unified force, one single genuine kind of shared South Sudan between all the parties. And so we're, as always, we're encouraging the government to make progress on that, and all of the parties to the peace agreement to do their bit. In terms of the people on the ground, you know, our message is, first of all, to de-escalate, second of all, to refrain from inflammatory language, third of all, to ensure that, you know, if conflict does happen, that conflict does not lead to human rights violations, that civilians in particular are not targeted. But the, you know, I think there's something quite symbolic about the fact that it's a cantonment site that was attacked, and cantonment sites are supposed to be a sort of a physical representation of the peace agreement. They should not be strategic points to take over. And so, you know, I think our message is, let's return to a sort of a full commitment to the peace agreement, and let's try and make some progress as soon as possible.
Right. James, thank you so much for making our time to come
thank
and speak to
much.
Us. Is there anything else?
Well, if I can, there's just one other thing on the theme of conflict, not South Sudan related, but just to mention the fact that we, as the Troika, and in fact as the vast majority of the international community here in Juba, are extremely concerned about the situation in Ukraine, about Russia's invasion of it. Yesterday, we actually raised the Ukrainian flag above the European Embassy compound and the Joint Embassy compound, and we've asked the government to vote for the resolution that's going to the UN General Assembly and to the Human Rights Council in Geneva over the next couple of days. You know, what is happening is that Russia has lied to the international community. It has massed troops on the border. It has invaded, and it's a sort of an egregious attack on the sovereignty of a free country. Mm. And our strong hope is that the world will stand united to say, you know, this is not acceptable, Because the implications for countries around the world, especially smaller countries with larger neighbours, especially countries with neighbours who have territorial claims over them, is that what Russia has started could lead to a domino effect of conflict throughout the world.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.